Welcome to today's business segment. My name is Justicia and I'll be with you until the hour of 2:30. Now, in our first business news, a report by Simonis Storms on inflation for the month of September 2022 says that annual rate of inflation came in at 7.1% year on year in September, compared to 7.3% year on year recorded in the year before. Now, inflation averaged 1.1% in the third quarter of 2022, and the YTD inflation averages 5.8%, which remains far below Namibia's annual average, that is 7.1%. Now, Simonis Storms says that instead, inflation will most likely average about 6% for 2022. Now, both headline and goods inflation seem to have reached a tipping point. Simonis Storms says that they expect inflation to peak in September 2022, but early indications show that inflation could peak in August 2022. Now, consumer price basket has 12 main categories, according to Simonis Storms, and within these categories, there are 65 different products, subcategories used to calculate headline inflation, and from the list, they have tracked a product subcategory that has recorded inflation rates in excess of 5%. Simonis Storms says that only 20% of all product subcategories had inflation rates below 5% at the start of 2020, and this share has increased to over 40% by the end of the third quarter of 2022. The share product of categories above 5% inflation dropped from 43.1% in August 2022 to 41.5% in September 2020, according to Simonis Storms. Now, Simonis Storms says that this could possibly signal that inflation could start a downward trend going forward. Now, Simonis Storms says that the US, UK, and the EU had less than 20% of all their product categories in excess of 4% inflation, which now has increased to over 60% of all products from the EU and the US, and over 80% for the UK, according to Investec. Now, food and transport prices have been the main drivers of inflation globally and locally, and in recent months, the alcohol and tobacco, as well as hotels and restaurant categories, have become larger drivers of the local inflation. Simonis Storms says that they expect transport, food and housing, as well as utilities, to be the main inflation drivers in 2023. Now, the real consumption expenditure registered a growth of 17.1% and 14.1% in the first quarter of 2022 and the second quarter of 2022. According to Simonis Storms, despite food and transport inflation moving higher compared to levels seen in 2021, this implies that the average consumer has held up fairly well to the first half of 2022, and still Namibia's inflation is mainly driven by supply side factors, as they do not observe much demand pull inflationary pressures. Now, on the risk to downward local pressures include a weak rand exchange, rising global oil prices, and the rand oil remains volatile, with OPEC oil production cuts producing upward pressure on the oil prices, and China's COVID-19 policy probabilities keeping a limit on oil on prices or increases. Now, Simonis Storms added that since reaching a high of 1,970 rand per barrel in June 2020, the rand oil price has trended lower, and they believe that another fuel price cut looks likely by the end of October 2022. And that is what we are getting from the report on annual inflation, on inflation for the month of September 2022. Now, on vehicle sales, vehicles slightly slowed in September 2022. They decreased by 3.2% month on month, but rising by 32.7% on an annual basis, according to the National Association of Motor Mobile Manufacturers of South Africa, that is NAAMSA. Now, a total of 1,000 units were sold during September 2020, compared to close to 1,000 units in August 2022. And this is an increase in units sold during September 2020. Nasimoni Storms in that report say that the commercial vehicles recorded the highest annual increases in units sold during the month of September. And this is an indicative of potential growth in the road cargo segment of the transport sector. Nasimoni Storms further says that this was the best September in terms of vehicle units sold since 2019. Now, overall, YTD vehicle sales are trending above levels seen in the last 2 years. And this is despite Namibia being in an interest rate hiking class and cycle, pardon me. And in the view of Simoni Storms, some of the local banks perceive car loans as higher risk in the current economic environment and the constraints of vehicle sales in the recent months. Now, Simoni Storms also adds that indeed, some local dealerships still indicate that a large share of consumers are seeing car loan applications rejected and household credit has been or averaging around 0.9% YTD, whereas corporate credit has recorded double digits growth in the recent months. As Monistrom says that this is in line with the increases in commercial vehicle sales that have been observed during the same time. Now, as usual, it says that the top five brand in terms of market share of all vehicles sold were Toyota, standing at 45.3%, Volkswagen at 12.7%, Ford at 5.0%, Nissan at 4.8%, and Kia at 4.5%. According to Simoni Storms, these five brands accounted for 72.3% of all vehicles sold in September 2022. However, other brands with lower market shares recorded higher annual growth rates in units sold during the same month. Now, local car rental companies purchased a total of 162 vehicles during Namibia's peak tourism season, that is May to September this year, compared to 240 vehicles bought in last year's peak tourist season. Now, this is an indicator, Simoni Storms says, to a major global supply constraint, still limiting available stock at local dealerships as the significant demand for rental companies who want to expand their fleet. Now, Simoni Storms says that the high demand stems from a significant improvement in tourist inflows during the year. And that is what we are getting on the vehicle sales for the month of September 2022. Now, heading over to the Kunene region, Michael Likambaika brings us a report on the Shack Dwellers Federation in regards to houses in Opuo.
Minister of Urban and Rural Development, Erastus Utoni, has commended the Shack Dwellers Federation of Namibia following an outstanding delivery of low-cost houses to more than 100 of its members at Opuo on Thursday. Utoni officiated the handover of 112 houses to Shack Dwellers at Opuo, which were constructed by Shack Dwellers Federation together with the Standard Bank by a BRIC initiative, where he emphasized the government continued efforts and support towards addressing the socio-economic disparities in terms of housing. The minister noted that the country's housing backlog remained a complex subject, which in turn put pressure on urban areas due to the rapid increase in urbanization rate over the last 20 years, adding that citizens' standard of living remains one of the top government's priorities.
Housing in Namibia remains a very complex and combative object, and the pressure on urban areas is becoming ever more severe, as demonstrated by rapid increasing urbanization rates over the last two decades. In that right, our government recognizes everyone's right to an adequate standard of living, including adequate housing and the provision of basic infrastructure and services. That remains one of the top of our priorities at all levels of government. It be local authorities, it be central government, it be regional council. That is our priority to ensure that our people at least have shelter over their heads. It is for this reason that the government has long ago decided to include the provision of housing in its National Development Plan and Harambee Prosperity Plan. Number two.
Tony further maintained that the government through his ministry, will continue its support towards community-based organizations' work, such as the Shack Dwellers Federation of Namibia, who from the word go has shown devotion in contributing to the nation's drive towards the provision of affordable houses.
The government, through the Minister of Urban Rural Development, believes in and will continue to support the work of community-based organizations such as Shack Dwellers Federation of Namibia, who have demonstrated their commitment and ability to continue to the national drive by providing affordable housing and proper sanitation to our people. Not only Shack Dwellers, but Standard Bank as well. But today we are with Standard Bank, and they are making sure that they are available at any event, and they want to see that their money that they contributed, is it really utilized accordingly.
Additionally, the minister applauded the Opuo Town Council for taking pledge of its citizen land provision, including other services.
Our presence here today is a reaffirmation of our shared effort, a caring nation, that all citizens of this republic have a right to decent and affordable housing and shelter. Ariel approved the Opuo Town Council for taking pledge of its residents as a priority. When Shack Dwellers are busy this side, then Build Together should also be busy on the other side. So please, I'm appealing to you, activate the Build Together committee. We are going to ensure that money is allocated to that program.
The program received financial support from Standard Bank by a BRIC initiative, Horongo Cement, FNB, RMB, Pepkevitz Foundation, and many others, with the aim of improving the conditions of the poor, those living in rented rooms, and those who do not have any forms of shelter. Furthermore, Utomi complimented the regional leadership in intensifying such projects by making sure that adequate and affordable housing are delivered to the masses. He also called on the populace to remain focused and work as a team in order to bring the much-needed service to the masses irrespective of political affiliations.
Allow me to thank and encourage the leadership of Kunene region to intensify these kinds of projects as well as smart partnerships with the community-based organization and private sector in order to provide adequate and affordable housing. Our goal, therefore, should be to remain focused and work as a team towards bringing the needed development of our community. Forget about politics. Let's develop Namibia.
In a statement read on his behalf, Kunene Governor Maria Shea stated that the demand for affordable housing and land in cities by citizens has drained supply, as the existing formal housing market does not readily cater to a majority Namibians by virtue of their income level. He said the region has also initiated their own project titled Kunene Informal Settlement, which has thus far constructed 5 houses by locals in order to address altogether the unemployment predicament.
The demand of affordable housing and land in city, town, settlement, by citizens has drained supply, as it appears from the previous research. The existing former housing market does not rapidly cater to majority of Namibians by virtue of their income level. As the debate around the increased rate cost show, beyond low income group housing shortage also affects low and middle income group in Namibia. Overall, central government, especially local authorities, find themselves under often term unwilling to effectively address the nationwide housing crisis. We thank the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development through an Urban Minister to continue funding the Dwellers Federation and Build Together program annually. As a region, through the Office of the Governor, we introduce a program called Kunene Informal Settlement, which is currently piloted in Tamanya. 5 houses are already constructed. There are new beneficiaries who are on the waiting list to receive their houses. The bricks are made by the youth organized in Tamanya to address the issue of unemployment.
Standard Bank branch manager in the northern regions, Gerald Eskamandunge, added that all citizens deserve the right to dignity, one that will require a shelter over their heads. He said the bank's vision is to create a shack-free Namibia and restore the nation's pride, noting that it was for that vision that the Buy a Brick initiative was born, with a goal of constructing 1,000 houses every year nationwide. He further called on other corporate entities to plow back in the community, as they also derive profits from the masses.
every person, regardless of their economic and social background, deserves the right to dignity and deserves to live in a home. A home that provides security, comfort, and warmth. A home that will withstand the test of time and age gracefully through the years along with its owner. A home made of bricks. Our mission is to create a shark-free Namibia and restore the pride of our people. And we are intentional and purpose-driven. And so, through that vision, the birth of the BioBrick initiative was born. And with the goal of this BioBrick initiative is to build 1,000 houses each year countrywide. To the recipient of these homes, I want to say that you deserve it, own it, and embrace it. Take care of it, and be accountable for what you are receiving today. You are worthy to be owners of these houses. May this be the first brick towards building a life and opening yourself up to more life blessings and opportunities. To the Shack Dwellers Federation, the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development, and all other stakeholders, we commend you on your commitment to improving the living conditions of Namibian people. Thank you for continuing to restore the faith in humanity and showing people that we care about them and they will not be left behind. The hands that build these houses laying brick by brick, you are doing the Lord's work. Your labor is surely not in vain. You have greeted with your hands a heaven for someone to go home. It is our responsibility as corporate entities to sow back in the community. Because without the people, our respective businesses and organizations cannot thrive. It is to the benefit of all Namibians that our people are properly housed. Empowered people will empower the country. And we as Southern Bank Namibia will continue to steer this ship towards a shark-free Namibia.
At the realization of Thursday's event started back in 2014, where the first mobilization was done at Osho, and from 2015, the number of groups have grown to 19 with a membership of 523. During 2016, the Opuo Town Council made provision for 300 to 400 plots to the Opuo Shack Dwellers Federation, and as a result, 112 houses were constructed from 2019 to 2020 to the tune of 4.3 million. The membership has now grown to 1,290 with 43 groups. Out of those, 1,100 are females, while 190 are males.
And that is what we are getting from the event in Opuo. We will take a short commercial break and we'll return with our last business item. Then later on, I'll then give over to the colleagues in the Ondangwa studio.
Oyo mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma akuro ye kupitira muhoriki radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konora hetatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konora hetatu natu, Bali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, the city of Windhoek, MTC, Namibri Together with other stakeholders, today celebrated the Abattoir Day. My colleague Christopher was on the ground and brings us this business report.
Today, Namibia commemorated the World Abattoir Day under the theme Cleanup Windhoek. This year, it took place at Havana Secondary School in Windhoek. It was attended by the mayor of city of Windhoek, Sade Gawanas, and various stakeholders representatives from EIF, NAMIBRI, and MTC. In her remarks, Gawanas said prints are imported in urban environment where there is more of air pollution by reducing the risk of explosive atmospheric gases.
The first Arbor Days were celebrated originally in Nebraska City in the United States in 1872, and an estimated 1 million trees were planted on that day. So when Mr. Walker was saying, we need to plant every day, we need to plant a tree every day, he was being serious, because on that day in 1872 in Nebraska City, over 1 million trees were planted. However healthy, strong trees act as carbon sinks, thereby absorbing atmospheric carbon dioxide to reduce the effects of climate change. Trees can also reduce overall temperatures in cities by up to 8 degrees Celsius. Given that more than 50% of the world's population live in cities, a number expected to increase to 66% by the year 2050. Pollution and overheating are fast becoming a real threat. If you watch NBC, after in the news, they usually give you the weather forecast. You will see that the temperatures are increasing, 35, 38, 40, and going up. Fortunately, a mature tree absorbs an average of 48 pounds or 21.7 kilograms of carbon dioxide per year, making cities a healthier and safer place to live. Additionally, trees are crucial for capturing rainwater and reducing the risk of natural disasters like floods and landslides. The intricate root systems act like filters to remove pollutants and decrease the water absorption rate into the ground. This in turn prevents harmful water erosion and reduces the risk of flooding. Trees also provide a safe haven for our rich and unique biodiverse species of fauna and flora, depending on the kind of food and shelter they need.
She further calls the Windhoek resident to value the importance of tree planting and its contribution to the ecosystem.
So the donation which we get for the trees, its significance lies. So for me, that is the beginning of the new relationship which we are going to have with the city of Windhoek and our stakeholders. So if we come and knock on your doors asking for donations, we must go around and see the need. So we'll come to you. We promise that we are really going to take care of what we are going to receive. Come after 3 years, this place should be green, green, green. So we receive every trees which we are going to receive every year. We are marking this as the new beginning. We are a population of 656 learners. Big school. So next year we are going to mark or to reach over 900 mark. And then the staff members, we are about 26 only. So you can see the school is still nearly completion, but for sure this district ended just at the right time. Because management and the school board were stretching our heads that, oh, okay, fine, we are about to receive, but are we going to live in a place like this bad? So, thank you. Thank you once again. So, you have just answered our prayer, and we are going to take care of that. That's it. Before I call you, hey, welcome. And enjoy the day with us. Thank you.
feel home. To our enablers, EIF, Masarife, NAMIPRE, Mr. Rayne Martens, MTC, Mr. Fikamen, thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Omaru, we have community members, we have City of Edu committed employees from various departments, and in our midst also, I have taken note and observed we have CDC members. Welcome.
NAMIBRE MD Petty Karwaihe Maltins asked the Namibian youth to stand firm and contribute to the environmental awareness initiatives.
Namibia only has one, or us as we sit all around here, we only have one planet. We're all breathing through this one planet, so we need to preserve it. We don't have a planet B. And why I'm saying that is that's the main task of PIA. And also the main task of NAMIBRE is to, we do insurance, we insure the insurer. And should we reach 2 degrees Celsius, we will become uninsurable. We will not have any jobs. And that's why we need to preserve a sustainable future. And to make sure that if you don't know what you want to become one day, just go ask me, what is sustainability? I want to be in that space. I promise you, you will not be without a job. I promise you the future is forestry, get to know the environment, get to understand that, but it's much wider than that. There's also the financial side of it, and that's where we fit in. We on the insurance side, we will be coming in representing the financial institutions, which is your banks, your insurance companies.
The World Arbor Day is a secular day for observance in which individuals and groups are encouraged to plant trees, and in Namibia, it's commemorated in October each year.
And that is what we're getting from the Arbor Day. It is exactly 30 minutes past the hour of 2. This means my time here with you on the business segment has come to an end. I'll now cross over to my colleague Eba in the Ondangwa studio, who'll take you through some Oshiwambo news. But for me here in studio, we'll see you again next week, same time, same place.